Blog Talk Radio.
Are bombarded by beckoning voices and our world is polluted with sound. Lord, let us hear you. In a land dissected and muddled by mazes of roads and never-ending highways, Lord, help us find your way. In a world of easy promises, empty guarantees, and quitclaim insurance policies, give us the security of your hand, Lord Jesus. At a time when we are confused by conflicting authorities that would tell us how to manage our marriages, our finances, and our children, oh Lord Jesus, show us your way. As we walk the tightropes of parenthood in these explosive days, training our little ones to live in a world for which there are no precedents, Lord, we just need you. In all things, gentle shepherd, help us find the way.
There's no meeting the Lord on the way into Damascus, and he began to preach. And what did he preach? His big testimony? He preached Jesus. It must be the same in our time, that our topic is always Jesus. I heard this preacher talking about church growth. And his push was that we have to make Jesus attractive. What nonsense. What absolutely sheer, utter, stupid nonsense. We have to make Jesus attractive. He already is attractive. He's been attractive for centuries. He was very attractive in Antioch. As he was preached, did you notice it says that a great number turned to the Lord? Did you notice it didn't say they joined the church? They turned to the Lord. And later on in that, the last verse we read in verse 24, it says, and much people was added to the church. No, to the Lord. Much people was added to the Lord. So Jesus is attractive. Let us just allow him to be manifest in us, just as he is. So, he attracted many in Antioch. In fact, so many of these Greeks or Gentiles had turned to the Lord that word trickled back down to Jerusalem, which is a totally Jewish community, and they needed to find out what's going on. So they, in God's great wisdom, they sent Barnabas, not some critic. And Barnabas arrived, and what happened? Did he straighten him out? He sure did. It says, as he observed and saw the grace of God, he challenged them. He exhorted them to continue with steadfastness of heart, with prepared hearts, with hearts that are ready to serve and love the living God. If they thought he was going there to straighten them out, they'd be pretty disappointed, because he was just there to challenge them to keep going on. It says, with purpose of heart, with a heart that's prepared, a heart that's ready. And he says that they should cleave unto the Lord. That's an interesting word, cleave. And if we put it down to kind of common terms, it means to hang on for dear life. A heart that's prepared is realizing we have nothing but the Lord Jesus. I wanted to share with you a few examples in the scriptures of hearts that are prepared. I have kind of two favorites, two number ones. One is very positive, one is very negative. We'll do the positive first. And it's about Ezra. And we read about Ezra in chapter 7, and verse 9, well, I'll read it, although this is one of the verses I do know, actually. It says, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the word of the Lord and to do it and to teach it. Prepared his heart. He didn't just open the Bible and jump in and say, well, let's see what's here today. His heart was prepared, and that prepared heart led him to whatever scripture God wanted to make real in his life. But I think it's very significant to see an order, isn't it? He first of all prepared his heart to seek. It doesn't say he seeked or sought. He prepared his heart seek. And then when he gained knowledge of the Word of God, It says he wanted to teach it. But there was an intermediate step between finding it and teaching it, and that is practicing it, doing it. Not just learning and say, oh, very interesting, and then just lay it on folk. First, you experienced what that word had to say. I think it's a good order for all of us, isn't it? To prepare our hearts, to seek the word of the Lord, to put it into practice, to act it out, to live it. Then you have authority with which to proclaim that word. Another person that we read of is in 2 Chronicles, and it's in chapter 20. And it's about the king Jehoshaphat. And it says that he had heard some kind of bad news about an invasion. And so it says, since he feared the Lord, I got to find the right page here, since he feared the Lord, he prepared his heart to seek the Lord. Prepared his heart to seek the Lord. And then he proclaimed a fast. You know, there he was, preparing his own heart. Like you were talking about, hearts that are prepared. When the heart is prepared, then what comes next is pretty simple. And his preparation of heart was for him to seek the Lord. So it means a heart that's fixed, it's purposed, it's prepared. In Psalm 57, David gives this testimony, saying, my heart is fixed, O Lord. My heart is fixed. It's settled. It's prepared, ready to roll.